bak izliyorum.
Okay. Ready. Right. What's up, guys?
God damn it.
Damn, was that loud?
Yeah, that was really high.
All right, start over.
What's up, guys? Welcome back, etc.
Welcome back, man. Welcome back.
Welcome back to another episode here with us, your favorite podcast.
That's Jesse.
This is Jesse, and that's
Eddie.
Mm-hmm. Well, for all the new listeners, thank you for joining us, and we hope you guys enjoy it. Everyone else, welcome back.
Yo, it's been a crazy week, man. How's it been with you? Any new shit? Any crazy shit? No, wait. We hung out together on Friday. God damn.
We hung out on Friday.
That was all the day. Lord's Day. You know that? It was Good Friday.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's the Lord's Day. It's when, you know what Quaresma is?
What is that?
You're supposed to give up something.
Quaresma is Lent.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you're supposed to give up something for 40 days and 40 nights.
Wait. Is that like how long like Jesus went like
I think so.
Without food or water?
I think so. Y'all gonna have to fact check on
me. I think that's what it is. This sounds familiar. We could without be totally wrong. I think this is when he's like in the desert?
No.
Without food and water?
Motherfucker, that's Moses.
No.
Wait.
So why is it why do you have to give up something for 40 days?
Because I think that's how long it took for Jesus to resurrect.
No, dude, Easter, that was 3 days, dude.
No, but like, oh no, yeah, you're right. The third day. No, but the Good Friday is when that happened, right? And then on Sunday, the Easter, he arose or whatever. Right? Easter's about that. Damn, we're gonna get crucified, goddamn.
Well, the good thing this isn't a Bible study
session
seminar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I kind of know what you're talking about. I just know like the more modern, you know, like when people like half-ass it. So they just like they pick something and right. They don't do it.
Well, the good thing is,
did you do anything?
It's a good principle.
Did you pick something?
No, but it's a good thing to kind of practice, you know? COVID was a fucked up thing. I felt like I get a pass because I gave up a lot of shit for COVID that I didn't want to give up, all right, for more than 40 days. So
there you go.
Jesus is going to forgive me. I know it. But, you know, I feel like it's a good practice because, you know, a lot of people can't give up something or don't want to give up anything, but it like, it really reinforces or makes you change your environment. You know what I'm talking about? It's like, okay, how do I live without this for a bit? Because for a lot of people, it's like, I'm going to give up sugar or I'm going to give up drinking or I'm going to give up.
I heard drinking a lot from friends.
Yeah.
I was like, is it an issue? Like, should we be worried? Like, that's your thing that you want to give up.
No.
I thought you should give up something that's like, that you know, like it's a problem.
No, it's not about it being a problem. It's about that you enjoy it.
So you're going to be like, I'm not going to see my wife for 40 days.
Sure, it can be.
But like, why would you do that? It's the same thing. Yes. Like, why would you pick drinking? If it's not an issue, why would you?
Why would you pick seeing your wife if it's an issue? First of all, why would you be married to that bitch if you got an issue?
And I'm just saying, I'm like, what if?
What are you talking about? That scenario doesn't exist.
All right. What if I'm not going to see someone?
You can pick that. There are no rules here, all right? There's no like
referee. I feel like there's got to be rules.
Catholic referee that's like, yo, pick something else. You got to pick something else. No.
I feel like there should be. Why? I feel like it should be, yeah.
Why?
Because
give up your wife. You want to give up your wife.
No, I'm just saying or like maybe like you have a toxic relationship. It's like, all right, I'm not going to see this bitch for like 40 days. But you see, like, I understand, like, there's an issue there. Like, I understand, like, you know, you have an issue. It's toxic. Yeah, you should give that up. You should go 40 days without it and kind of see how you feel. But not, like, give up something for 40 days and then go right back into it.
No, but you don't have to go back right into it.
But that's but they do, though. But it's like when some people say, like, oh, I'm not going to drink during this time.
Yeah.
But they're going to go right back into drinking the next day.
Not really.
But they do. They normally do.
No. Who do you know that went right back into drinking?
I know people that I invited to hang out last week, and they're like, I can't until after Easter.
And they were like, but they didn't drink.
They haven't been drinking.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, wait.
It's not the next day.
But we're gonna, no, I know. So we scheduled it for Thursday. So this upcoming Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah. Because like you gave that up. It's a test of strength and will, you know? So like if you like something.
But it's a temporary thing?
Yeah, it's a temporary thing.
So you're only testing your temporarily.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it doesn't mean testing. it's okay. All right.
Yeah, you don't have to keep testing it. You know, mm-hmm. like you just this is just a little trial period.
Well, I feel like you should though.
I mean, if you want to give up something for the rest of your life, go right ahead, buddy. But this is just something that you can like test out for a couple of days. You know, or like if you like playing video games, you know, that used to be my thing.
I'm but
like,
why would I'm you give that up? You enjoy that.
Yeah, that's why.
But why would you do that?
Because so I can test myself to see if like I really go this long without playing video games. That's the whole point. You want to see that like, okay, maybe I can live without this for a set period of time. How does my life change because of it? Do I need to assess, think differently? Maybe I am playing too much video games. Maybe it is a problem or maybe it's not, you know? And it lets you put that frame of mind of like, okay, maybe I need to change things. Maybe I don't. But it's a good thing for people to just try normally because, you know,
I don't know, man.
Some people just take things a little too far and they don't know until they're missing that thing, you know? So kudos to the people that did do it. I didn't do it because fucking COVID, but you know, I would have like picked like fucking video games or like fuck. Like I used to be on Twitter a lot, and I'm not doing Twitter anymore. Now I'm on Instagram and like fucking TikTok. So I might have given up TikTok, you know, or some shit like that.
Damn, can I do it? I didn't do anything, but I feel like I want to do it now.
I feel like you're too much of a little bitch to do it.
No,
40 days. Pick something. I had to pick something right now that you like, that you enjoy. Mm-hmm. Think about it.
I can think of one, but no, I can't give that up. Can that's I right. say? I can probably you're right. I can't do it.
Exactly. Some people have the strength. Some people don't. You know, it is what it is. That's what that is, though.
I'll give up TikTok. There you go.
Yeah. Bullshit.
All right. No more porn for.
Now you're talking.
I'm unsubscribing from Pornhub.
Now you're talking.
Cancel my membership.
Cancel that debit card.
Cancel the debit card.
Cancel that anonymous debit card. The gift card.
The gift card.
That nobody knows.
That nobody knows.
Yeah, exactly. You got to cancel. Give that up.
Did I ever tell you I created a Pornhub account? Oh.
Yeah, you told me. You put it under my fucking name, you douchebag.
Literally your full name.
You're an absolute asshole.
It was fucking, it was hilarious. And I would actually comment on videos.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude. I was one of those guys.
What? I'm not the only motherfucker out there with my name, so I don't give a goddamn.
Oh, I put Dallas, Texas at the end. I'm kidding. I didn't put Dallas, Texas, but on my profile, like you can actually see that it says Dallas, Texas.
You know, when I become rich and famous, people are going to be like scouting the goddamn internet for my shit.
Yeah.
If I got a problem with that, I'm coming for your ass.
Come for me. It's all good.
Remember when one of Dylan's buddies, like for the boys, just paid the Brazzers account and he was like, here you go, boys.
Yeah.
And he gave the password and the username to everybody.
Yeah.
And was like, game changer.
Game changer, boys.
Premium like, content, boys.
The username was like something like, oh dude, it was like Elmo something.
It was like, you remember that scene in,
and then the password was my mom's card. So that's what it was. And it was like mom, like, you know, like how the British say M-U-M. It was my mom's card.
Can I tell you how hilarious it is that you remember all of this shit?
As you can tell, I used it. I did use it.
Religiously. Do you know that scene in Aladdin where it's like Prince Ali, Ali is he, Ali, Abba.
No.
But like he's like handing out coins and shit.
And the little kids are like running towards
him. Yeah. That was like that password. Here's like my username. Here's my password. Here's my, and like everybody's like, yes, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Game changer.
It's pretty, yeah, something like that. But yeah, I'm not going to give that up. yeah. So screw Lent. I mean, not screw Lent or Quaresma. Let's just, what else is, what's on the list? Anyways, wait, hang on. So yeah, I did see you. I saw you on Friday. We hung out all day.
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
It was really fun.
We got the first time we went out in a while, you know.
And it was an all day thing.
All day thing. We were at the White Rock Ale House.
Started at 11:30. We ended like what, 9, 10?
Yeah. That was some. Dude,
it's all good though.
I can't do day drinking anymore, man.
I think when people do day drink, it's like you do start like around 12, but you're supposed to end like around 3 or 4.
Yo, man, there's some people that like go hard on the brunch, you know? Fucking $3 mimosas.
I fucking know people like that.
Good God, dude. I respect
them. Have you heard of the Isaac family? The twins.
Legendary.
The twins, dude. Catch them any day. Catch them any Saturday and Sunday. Sometimes they even start on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. Every week.
Where are you at? Bet you know I'm at brunch. you trying to turn up or what?
Dude, the Isaacs, dude.
The Isaac
sisters, they're crazy. Anyways, they know who they are.
That sounds like a band name, the Isaac sisters.
The Isaac sisters.
They're wild like that. They're fucking rock stars.
Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. I told her that. I was like, dude, you're a rock star.
Mm-hmm. They don't give a fuck. Respect to the fucking Isaac sisters. Mm.
Salute. Guys, right now we're drinking coffee. We're hungover. We're still recovering. But please join us. Grab a drink. And relax.
Yeah. Or don't.
Or don't.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that too. But if not, grab a cup of coffee. Grab tea. A beer. And let's enjoy this. Let's just get right into this.
All
right.
So I got a question for you then.
All right. Go ahead.
What do you think about, you know, because you're a dating guy. I'm married, obviously, very happily. You know, I've made it. My life is great. Right. But on the other hand, you're still dating. So it's a bit rough, you know. So I've heard it's like, it's, you know, dog-eat-dog world out there. Maybe you can attest to this. Who do you think has a worse? Who is the dog that done been eaten in this situation? Women or men?
Who has it worse?
Yeah.
On finding love.
On just relationships in general.
Finding a relationship.
Yeah.
A good...
Yeah, because remember you were talking about Tinder and stuff like that. I feel like women...
Dude, people kept asking me about that girl.
Oh, dude. Speaking of...
Wait, hang on. Oh, sorry, go back to your story.
Hey, you brought up the girl.
Hold on.
Listen to me now.
No, I'm kidding. Go back to your story.
How's the girl?
I haven't seen her, but she's good. No, hang on. Your question was, is it harder
on women or men? Just which one has it more difficult? In terms of like dating, and that can mean a bunch of stuff, right? Because from my perspective, at least on the online dating game, from what I've heard, it's a bunch of like women have it super easy in terms of like
it's likes. In their hands, it's
like,
on their hands.
Yeah, yeah, like they get so many responses that they basically have the pick of the litter. Whereas men kind of have to like be so creative and so like
right.
Cream of the crop in terms of conversation.
For sure, yeah.
To even get anywhere near any of that shit.
It's true. It is true.
So what do you think? You that have been out there in the mind.
I think it's tougher on men. Mm-hmm. I think it's tougher on men just because, you know, I think you've said it before, you know, that we put women on in this pedestal.
Mm.
And, you know, I think, well, I mean, it can go either way. Honestly, like, I feel like, especially when, like, because of social media, right? Like,
right.
Like a girl posts a pretty picture, mm-hmm. All the guys are gonna go like it, right? It's like fuck. It's like bait, right? Everyone's gonna go like it. I actually refuse to like cute pictures. I don't do it.
I'm principled.
Exactly, and it's wow. It's just like yeah. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot out of me, honestly. But you know what?
Yeah.
Because I could be telling this girl like, "Hey, I'm kind of into you," but then again, there's probably like I see that she has like 200
get
likes.
Line, right?
Get in line.
Damn.
So yeah, it's a little tough. So
beautiful,
but I don't know. I think,
but like that's one side of it.
That's
right?
One what side, about, and like, then the other side is like when they treat women like all women are hoes.
Yeah, that. But like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a hoe, right?
Oh God, no. But, God, dude, bless them.
God bless the hoes.
God bless.
Someone's got to do it.
They make this. They make it.
Unsung heroes.
Unsung heroes.
Hoes.
Yes.
Men and women.
Mostly the women. dude, yeah, they make this world a much better place, honestly.
Well, you know, we talk about it in terms of like, you know, likes and dislikes or like whatever the fuck it's called, swipes or whatever, however many matches, right?
Yeah.
But in terms of like actually going out on a date, I feel like women kind of have it a little bit worse because, yo, I just don't know if I was like twice my size that I am right now, like, a typical woman or whatever, you know, I'd be scared, dude. I'd be to meet up with just random people. Like, they have to, like, share their location with people. They have to, like, go through all these, like,
no,
things,
I mean,
checklists.
Dude, they just, what do you mean? You just meet somewhere.
Yeah, no, you don't, but you might just meet somewhere, but there, women have, like, this list that they have to go through.
Oh, I'm saying, like, you can just avoid all that. Just like, hey, I'll meet you there, whatever. Even, and then if she wants to, then you can you go back either to your place or her place.
I mean,
but you Uber there or you drive there or whatever.
Right, but even if that's the case, though, I think like some women, I mean, there are a bunch of crazy dudes out there, right? And part of that, like, sure. We talked about this a little bit, is that like they don't really know how to explore their emotions or like fix whatever problems they have inside because they store all that shit inside, right? So like, and also there's a lot of guys that think they're owed something, like an attraction, they're owed a woman or something like that. And some of these crazy motherfuckers will like take it to the extreme and like follow you home or like stalk you or some shit. There's some crazy bitches out there too, but like I would not, and I would assume that you would not be as scared of a woman following you or stalking you than you would be of a man stalking you.
Please, make my day.
Get the fuck out of here. You would be okay with a dude stalking you.
No, wait. No, I thought of a guy, and like me being a guy and a girl following me.
No. I'm talking that you wouldn't. Actually,
that still be that's creepy.
That is creepy, but you would be more scared of the guy following you.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, because that dude could like maybe fuck you up. Or not even fuck you up, but like he could do some damage, right? Whereas there's a lower chance. I'm not fucking saying that like women are weak or whatever, but like
it is what it is.
Realistically speaking, like, you know, if a dude's coming after me, right, I have a higher chance of like getting into some serious damage. Unless the bitch is carrying a fucking gun or a knife.
Right.
You know? Or she's like fucking Jason Bourne in disguise.
God damn.
Say the right word and she fucking turns on like that.
Damn, make my day.
That fucking 90s techno. snaps my neck.
Matrix. Dude.
But wow. Yeah, no, in that aspect, I think women have it harder. What do you think?
No. No, I totally agree. But that's kind of like out of their hands though. Cause like, it's like, dude, like if you happen to have gone on a date with someone that you hadn't, you know, you don't know, you run that risk, right? But it's like, it's out of your hands. Like if the guy ends up being like some sort of like creep serial killer, you know,
but that's a real problem for them. I don't think it's as big a problem for us though.
For sure. But it's like, how many serial killers are there compared? Like, and it's a numbers game. Like,
right. But like, that's, you don't even have to be a serial killer. I'm talking about like mask on, mask off, you know, like let's say you guys are vibing, you know how dates go. Sometimes they don't really let you know who you really are until like you're like 3 or 4 dates in, maybe more.
Right.
So that means, let's say third or fourth date comes, they're like, hey, come over to my place. We'll watch a movie, whatever. We'll do something.
Right.
They get there.
The good old putt sucker. Yeah.
That means that they're gonna know where they live now. They're inviting this person into their home. Like a lot of shit can go wrong, you know, especially right. With strangers. You know, so like they have to think about that stuff, right? And like the way somebody put it towards me, and like it really like changed my fucking mind about a lot of stuff was. Like, do you think, like, if there was, like, somebody who was attracted to you, who was of the same sex, like a dude being attracted to me, and he was as aggressive as some guys were being towards some women, especially, like, at the bars, the clubs, or whatever,
yeah.
Would I be okay with that guy hitting on me? And, like, I, you know, in my head, I'm like, well, you know what? Fuck that. Like, I know how to stand up for myself. Like, fuck, get the fuck out of here, guy. I'm not gonna, like, let you do on that, like, that shit to me, but... What if it's a guy that's twice my fucking size, you know?
Just take me. No, of course not. Of course not. It'd be you. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I kid. No, but it's just you think of it. I don't know. I don't know how often that happens. I'm sure it happens. I'm just I don't know how often that does happen.
Right.
And because I don't know. I feel like even like as a guy, like, you're more, in my opinion, I feel like I'd be more afraid to do anything like that because, like, I know, like, you know, the law is very, like, they're very strict on that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm not even saying that, like,
You're going towards, like kind of, like, an extreme or even, like, a very scary situation, right?
Right.
I thought we were talking about, like, love. Like, like, they're finding, like, a guy finding love, falling in love, or, like, a girl falling in love.
That, too.
But you're talking about, like, more like a psychopath.
But, like, that happens, like, when you're trying to date somebody.
For sure. But, like,
using these apps, that's not trying to find love.
I see where you're going now, but it's, like, that didn't come to my head of finding finding a creep online or even a creep at the bar.
I think it does come from that culture of like men being the ones that have to make the move, right? Because like even the very insecure, because like you and me, we're pretty secure, right? And confident. So that means that like if somebody were to like be like, no, thank you, we would be like, all right, you know, it happens.
You're not getting it today.
Right. You are not worthy.
You are not worthy.
But like if another guy who was not as confident or was not as secure,
he gets laid. Fuck.
No, he doesn't get laid. Oh, okay, in fact, he gets rejected and he takes that shit very personally instead of just moving on. Right. And like, and you know, the reason this thing is like a fucking, is a thing, I think it's because like we as dudes don't really have the capacity to kind of think about that sort of stuff. Because it doesn't happen to us, you know? Right. I don't really have to worry about like walking home by myself, you know?
I think we need to have a girl and have her explain this to us.
Yeah, I would love to have somebody on. Mm. Or like people that are listening to this. Like, what do you guys think? If you're a woman and you're listening to this, do you feel like men have it easier in terms of like everything? Or is it like a safety thing? Maybe women have it a little harder, or maybe like picking and choosing is a little easier for women. You know what I'm talking about?
It's, all right. I feel like you're going. You're doing it again. Like you're talking about two different things. Like, are we talking about like
it's the same thing.
The scary part, or like they just can't find. They can't find a decent guy.
You know what? You know how I know? Because like none of us think about this stuff.
Right. Because I don't think about this.
Exactly.
It's never crossed my mind.
Yeah, but that's because like. We don't have to worry about it.
Right.
I think like women do.
I don't know if they think about that. Like I've never asked. I mean, I don't think that's something I would want to ask if I'm talking to someone either. Like it's not a question that you would like bring up. Like, so did you think I was like some sort of like dude that might follow you?
Or? Well, no. Like when you're dating, very obviously you're supposed to like lay a foundation. Like you can trust me, right?
Right.
You're supposed to make things comfortable for them. But what if like, you know, you're some random dude and you don't know how to approach that? You know, you don't know how to make that stuff. And let's give them the benefit of the doubt, which I do think, like, dudes get a lot of a bad rap. I'm not saying this is right, you know. A lot of guys are looked at as creeps before they even get to know them, you know. And that's fucked up, too. But why is that, you know?
Dude,
There's a reason for that.
Every time, I think I've mentioned this to you. Like, I have, like, the, I call it the five-yard rule. Five-yard rule. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, anyone within 5 yards, I let them know what I do, right? Mm-hmm. But I started going to you during the podcast. I also do like the other, you know, my 9 to 5, right? Right? Yeah, yeah. My job, right? But then I'll use the podcast every now and then. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, I am talking about the podcast, like, or like, it's like, hey, do you listen to podcasts? And they're mm-hmm. like, yeah, sure. I was like, oh, cool. Do you want to follow mine? And, you know, support. And they're like, yeah. So, and then I typically ask if they can follow me on Instagram, because then on Instagram I have the links to, you know, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
all that stuff, right?
And plus I'll get another follow on Instagram, right?
Right, right.
So, but I always ask, and mm-hmm. it's like a thing in my head. It's like I feel like I had to ask a girl, hey, if she says yes, like yeah, like finally, like, yeah, I can look you up. I always ask for permission as well for like, can I follow you back, right? Or do you want me to follow you back? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like, you know, like I think like in a girl's head it's like, oh, this guy's just trying to like creep on me, or just like, you know, just creep on my social media,
right? Right.
And a lot of times they have stuff on private, right? So right. You have to request it, and mm-hmm. I feel mm-hmm. kind of weird requesting it, and I'm just like waiting. It's like, well, this bitch ain't gonna she ain't gonna follow me.
Well, it's also like because like you don't want to be a creep, right? You're very aware
right. I'm aware of like it happens in certain areas. In certain areas in Dallas, it's not everywhere.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Have you ever gotten the?
So like if I'm in Bishop, or maybe even like in the Uptown, or mm-hmm. you know, that sort of area, those areas.
Right.
I don't have that issue. Like I can just like hey, what's your Instagram, whatever, and like we easily right.
Right.
But when I start, if I go to like a place, maybe like some place, people might say it's kind of hood, you know, or like if you go out to the suburb areas, you know, like, and they're more, you know, they're more lean a little bit more towards the Thug Nation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, they're very defensive. Yeah. Super defensive.
I mean, I can imagine why.
And I have to, and that's where I do like quickly, like I'll ask like straight up. Right. And it's, I do feel like, I think I don't know. It's just,
did you ever get hit with the, no, thank you. I have a boyfriend.
Oh yeah, I get it all the time, and even because of work, right? Because like I'm, you know, I have to socialize. I do talk to a lot of people, right. And like I'll reach out to people that I haven't seen in like probably like in years, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and I'm like, hey, let's go get, hey, let's reconnect, let's catch up, let me know what you got going on, you know,
still
whatever.
Open the door in terms of business.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, it's just like, hey, like I have a boyfriend, and I'm like, good for you. I was like, but I mean, you can bring him too if you want. That's fine. I don't care. Yeah, bring him to the coffee. Let's go get a drink, whatever. Bring the boy.
No, but like, I think that's part of the reason.
I feel like a gay man would never tell me that, though. He'd probably be like, okay, yeah, let's do it. I'm kidding.
No. I mean, maybe even if that's the case, that's probably because he's a dude, right? Because he probably knows that he's more secure as a guy. Mm-hmm. Then no matter what, like even gay guys, right? Like they're gonna feel more secure, as I would say, as a woman would. Though, like, yo, I could be completely wrong about that. I could be completely off base.
You are.
And like, a woman is the only one that's really gonna be able to tell me whether or not it's true or not. Like, you can't even tell me.
When you get a girl,
right?
We get her on.
Yeah.
Pick a girl.
But like, from our point of view, like, whenever somebody is like, no, thank you, I got a boyfriend, right? Like, that's like slap to the face, almost, right? Like,
all
right,
bitch.
Like, bitch, you wish, bitch. How, motherfucker?
You ain't getting it from me tonight, I'll tell you that. Or ever. Maybe not. Well,
you just missed your shot.
Exactly.
You ruined your shot. I'm out of here, bitch.
Hell yeah.
Delete me.
Delete her.
But also, do you want to blow this business? Here's my card.
Here's my
card.
Don't ever
talk to me again.
No, it's...
So in terms of that, you know...
In terms of that...
It's probably a little bit harder. But, you know, when it comes to, like, pick of the litter, these girls... Like, have you ever used Bumble?
No. I just used Tinder that one time. That was it. But, I mean, I deleted it, like, literally within a week. Mm.
But, like, that's one of the apps that I've heard that you have to wait on the woman to do.
I think so, yeah.
The first conversation or
exactly.
Something like that.
Exactly,
yeah. What do you think about that?
Should we do one right now?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll create one as we go, as we keep talking.
Okay.
Keep going.
Create one. So, like, yeah, in that instance, like, the woman has to make the first move, right? But there's, like, a barrier of, like, there's a physical, or not a physical barrier, but, like, you haven't seen each other in person yet. So you can still, like, fucking suss out the weirdos between the not weirdos.
What suss out?
Like, you know, kind of like scope it out. See whether or not this guy is weird. See whether
sus?
Or not. Yeah. Suss it out. You never heard that phrase?
I've seen the word sus, but I don't know what it meant.
Well, that's the fucking children nowadays using that word.
Oh.
Because of that game, Among Us. You never played it?
I've never played that either. Yeah. It looks fun, though. It does look fun.
It does look fun.
Have you played it?
No. But I've played... It's basically fucking... Werewolf?
Murder mystery?
Yeah.
It's like a murder mystery.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that means something different. That means suspicious, I think.
But I think it means like suspicious, like I think they use it like he's
oh,
he might be
that's on TikTok. Like they,
oh, that's TikTok.
He might be gay.
He might be gay,
like,
you're right.
Man, he's being sus.
Right.
But like what? But I don't know. Fucking ask the children.
Damn. Wait, it says continue with Apple or continue with Facebook or use cell phone number.
Yo, it gotta be Facebook.
Facebook?
You gotta do it.
Nah, fuck that.
Come
dude.
On, man. Reach dude, out to the masses.
Hell nah.
Reach out to the masses, my guy.
Dude. Nah, we'll use a phone number. Mm-hmm. Is it gonna show though? We never share this with anyone. It won't be on your profile. All right, we're good.
There you go.
Okay, and then? So so you said something about the susses. You scope them out?
Yeah, no, well, like I feel like women still have the ability, even on Bumble, to like scope out guys and even though they have to like make the first move, technically, you know, you still got to meet up at some point, right? So that fear is still there. But I don't know. I mean, what other things do you think that like is easier for guys or women in terms of dating? Like, is dinner easier or like picking an idea of what to do?
I think men are fed up. Like, there's no more asking the woman what she wants to eat. I think that's over. I think we've all agreed.
Really?
We've all agreed to we're never asking. It's
where's
like
it going?
Hey, if you're hungry, you're coming. you decide, meet me here or get in the car.
Well, shit, man. Like, you were the one that told me about the women who just go on dates to have a meal.
Oh, dude,
that
yeah.
That thing's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I'll drop the names at the end. Psych. Okay, hang on. I got to put a picture.
All right.
And then?
Well, I mean, that's all I can... In terms of, like, difficulty.
As difficulty, I think it's also tough on, like... dude.
Like, as a guy, what's difficult about dating?
What's difficult? Oh, I don't... Or like dating, like, or like just like dating, like,
yeah,
like
just in general, dating.
Like having like your, like your, you know, like your main squeeze, you know, like that's like
finding, you, having, okay, talking to,
yeah,
potentially interacting with people.
Honestly, I don't think there is an issue, from my opinion, because I'm not that. I think social media is very toxic,
mm-hmm,
and I think that's kind of like,
mm-hmm,
makes it difficult for like men and women. And I don't know, but
why? What do you mean?
Like, for example, I feel like, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, obviously you should always be confident, you know, like you have to have trust in your other, in your partner, right?
Right.
But I feel like there is some sort of level of insecurity that starts coming in, you know, especially like, let's say like if the other person has like more likes or they get more messages, whatever.
Would you restrict how your girl posts on Facebook?
No.
But let me finish though. Like, what if this girl was like, talking like 20,000 followers, right? Like, but she gets those followers because she posts
cute pictures,
maybe,
yeah,
bikini pictures, or maybe, right, like maybe whatever, you know. Would you tell her, "Hey, yo, come on, don't, you're with me, don't post this, please"?
Can I be in the picture? Can I be the guy in the back just like having a drink?
I'd be like,
why is this guy in every other picture? He's like, but like not even like literally like, not like standing behind her, just like literally like probably like,
she's like taking that
half a mile away. She's the guy with like, you know,
she's like taking the bathroom picture, you know, like that booty picture that they take in the bathroom.
Yes.
You're like behind the fucking, the door.
The fucking shower screen. Dude, maybe. I don't know.
But like, would you restrict that? Would you have a conversation with your, because it's all about preference, right? Some people don't give a fuck. But
for
like,
sure.
There's like, I've heard of people having problems with like, hey, why would you post that stuff, man? Like, you're with me right now. Have some respect. That's kind of how they mean it, right? Because like,
if no, I wouldn't do that because it's, I mean, dude, if she already has those before she met me, obviously, clearly she met, she had
it, right?
Right. It's part, mm-hmm, it comes with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
it happened before, like she didn't have the followers and then she did.
Would it be weird, like if, while y'all are dating, she decided to get onto social media and then she started like skyrocketed?
Well, I mean, it would be weird, but like, that's when you have to have like an honest conversation, depending on how serious you guys are getting, right? But like, if you're dating, I feel like that's the time to be like, yo, just letting you know, like, I think whether you had a past relationship that like that happened, right? It's like, I think like maybe we should be a little bit more respectful in terms of this or that, you know, but have an open conversation about it. And then if she's like, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna do me, I'm a queen, fucking, I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want to do, then that's when you're like, all right, bounce, you know, you got your priorities, I got mine.
Dude, wait, hang on. All right, I don't mean to cut you off.
Wait,
I'm creating the Bumble.
I gotta piss.
God damn it.
I'm sorry.
Now that you're back from the restroom, hang on. Help me. All right, so a little bit about me. What should we put? I'm as sensitive as Quasimodo, but I look like Prince Charming. I have the sense of humor. I have a sense of humor.
No, I have, who did we say?
I have
Flynn Rider's sense of humor.
I am as committed to a personal relationship as Shrek, but we can get down and dirty in my swamp any day of the week. And this is how I get blocked.
And that is how you do it.
Okay, choose things you're interested in. Wait, for my work and education, I'm just going to put podcasts.
Get ready to get insta-blocked. You might as well put an entrepreneur so people know that you're...
Damn. Okay, entrepreneur.
You're nobody.
Damn.
I'm in real estate. Oh, so you broke and you ain't got no job.
Damn. It said that podcast. Oh, yeah.
Motherfuckers will put anything to look good.
Dude.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, dude. I love it.
I don't know how attractive it is to be a host of a podcast.
Well,
we're about to find out, I guess.
We're about to find out. She profile, it says, I can add a question. What question should I? I'm hoping you, or my most useless skill is the world would be a better place with more.
No, fun
fact I'm obsessed with. As a child, I was really into Swipe Right.
Ask her which Disney princess.
Never have I ever.
Which Disney princess are you?
Okay.
Get real BuzzFeed with that shit.
Hell yeah.
Bitches love BuzzFeed.
Okay. Perfect first day. Review of a friend. God damn it. My real, no, I'm a great way to be excited about. Nope. They don't have that.
They don't have what? Oh, you can't type your own question?
No. Okay, I'm hoping you, the world will be a better place with more. The fun fact I'm obsessed with, as a child, I was really into Swipe Right If.
Swipe Right If you are, all right, what's your ideal Disney princess? Think about it.
What's your, wait, what?
No, no, no. You, I'm asking you, motherfucker. Oh, what's sorry. Your ideal Disney princess? You like a Jasmine, you like a fucking Snow White, bitches, or dudes love them like a Snow White, you know? Do you want like a fucking broken ass bitch like Tangled, whatever her was name was?
Rapunzel?
Is that her name?
Isn't that Rapunzel?
It's based off Rapunzel, but I don't know if that's her name. But you know, like, oh, I can fix her. That type of shit.
Ooh.
I mean. Or do you want somebody who's like responsible, gets shit done, like the Princess and the Frog, that lady?
How can I get like a Penny from the Big Bang Theory?
That's not a Disney princess.
Fuck, that's probably like the maid.
Penny? You mean that dumb bitch? That blonde dumb bitch? Isn't she?
Wait,
like some...
dude, she's not dumb. She's cool.
Okay, cool means dumb.
And she's hot.
Okay.
Okay.
You've said it.
All right.
Swipe right.
Swipe right. All right, swipe right. Nah, fuck the questions. All right, you know, I'm just going to put it done right there.
Okay.
So I have to match. Like, I have to put that I'm into them.
Yeah.
First. Okay.
I guess.
Dude, some of these girls look too old.
I mean, I've heard that Bumble's for more, like, serious shit. This ain't Tinder, man.
Super swipe. Make a bold first impression with super swipe.
Hell no.
Got it.
Let's just have everything on the menu. Swipe, 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 swipe.
Dude, what is going on? What? Oh, my God. We're going to have to cut this episode short tonight.
All right, cut the clip.
Cut the clip. Oh, okay. All right. So where were we?
What else is hard for guys when it comes to dating? Like for you, what's the hardest thing that you think about when you're dating? You meet a new girl, when you need somebody else, like fuck, I got to do this, or fuck, I'm going to have to do this.
I would say, dude, I don't know, I guess putting an effort, getting into know someone.
But like, that's why you're dating though, right?
Well, that's the thing, like, I never go looking for it. It's like, it happens. Like I'm just, like, I feel like it just naturally has to happen. It's just like, like, you know, you just happen to be hanging out with someone.
That's different, though.
Like, and then you just, next thing you know, you start liking them. It's like, oh, like, I don't have to try.
Yeah, but that's different. That's not actively dating. You're not actively dating?
I'm not actively dating.
Oh, no. Okay. What the fuck am I even asking these questions then? I thought you were actively looking for people.
No. No.
Okay. Okay.
No. Well, what the hell? What gave you that impression?
You're single? Why the fuck wouldn't you be actively looking for people?
I guess I never thought of it that way. No, what? No, I just, I'm not opposed to it, but what's that? You remember, did you ever watch Hitch?
Yes.
You know how Will Ferrell, at the very beginning, he tells
Will
that,
Ferrell.
Will Smith, Will Damn. Smith tells that guy.
I hope Will Smith never watched this.
I'm sorry, Will Smith. If you're watching this, I'm sorry.
Big Will, I'm sorry.
You know, when he's telling one of his clients, he's like, women don't like, no, there's not a single woman that wakes up every morning thinking, I hope a guy doesn't sweep me off my feet. I feel like that's the exact same way with guys. I don't think we wake up like, dude, I better not fall in love. But then again, you go to that coffee shop.
Yo, I feel like you're the fucking minority here. I feel like there's a lot of guys out there that are desperate for a relationship.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
What? No.
Mm-hmm.
At our age? Or like,
actually, I don't know, but I feel like there are, like, why the fuck are there so many Tinder users then, you know, like, why are there so many people on Bumble or like Match.com or whatever? There's just people wanting to hook up, but like, not even hook up, like, but like actually partner up. But like, there's either, that's where the difficulty comes in, right? Because either one or the other is either unfulfilled in something. And like, what do you do to remedy that, right? And I was asking you. right? Because you're the only, I'm married.
I'm the only single guy.
I'm married and I don't have to worry about anything. The Lord, I don't have to worry about any of that shit, you know? Yeah. So you got nothing for me. This is what, this whole conversation.
Dude, no, I'll find someone. I promise. Don't cancel me, Eddie.
Don't give up on me.
Don't give up on me, man. Come on, I'm trying here.
It's too late.
No, I'm not trying. I don't. I did not know. I would have never thought that.
You don't feel that way though. Like that, I feel like there's a bunch of people out there that, like, if you don't have someone or if you didn't pair up early enough,
by like before 25.
I mean, I guess, but like also just like. You're still single, but you don't really, you're still actively trying, you know? You don't know anybody like that?
I know one. It's a girl, though. Actually, I know
plenty of girls.
I know plenty of, like, close to 40-year-old chicks, or even over 40.
Well, I know a lot of, like, you know.
Not plenty. I know a few.
Right. But I can readily name off some women, right? But I don't know if I can think of a guy, which is why I thought you, as a single guy, you would know, right?
But yeah, but it goes back to, like, I'm just not... I'm
not actively looking for it.
I think I got a match. You've got a like. Time to see if it's a match. How do I check that? Oh.
In real time.
No, I did not. I haven't gotten to that picture yet.
Well, it's just Bumble, the company. Thank you for signing up. Son of a bitch. I hate that shit.
This is wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm as surprised as you are. Well, but I mean, the way you've put it, I feel like that's kind of a healthy way to look at shit, right? Like, if it happens, it happens. Because, like, people get really, in my opinion, from what I've heard, which might be bullshit, right? But, like, they get really caught up in the minutiae of everything and actively trying to look and pursue. And that's when things kind of get fucked up. You know? Yeah. Because you're putting something in front or above your needs when you should be trying to, like, work towards something together. You know what I'm talking about? You got no idea what the fuck I'm saying.
No, it's just like, it's like, honestly, like, I've never, I don't know, but I don't think I'm like the, I don't even, I feel like if I say the wrong thing, like I'm talking shit about myself, but it's like, I just haven't dated much for my, I don't have much dating experience. Like actual, like, you know, like long, what do you call it? Long-term relationships? Like, I don't really have much history in that.
But I'm not talking about long-term relationships. I'm talking about, like, going out, finding someone, dating, and then it not...
I don't think there's anything hard. What I have realized, like, from the past that I've talked to or dated, it's... there are a lot of women wanting it their way.
Expectations, you mean?
There's a lot of expectations. Yeah. And I think, like... I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I guess, like, to a certain level, you know, you got to compromise, right?
Yeah. Yes.
You got to find some common ground.
It's give and take, right?
Give and take. But it's just like, I think, like, some of these expectations are like a bit wild for me. I think, like, when you've only been together for like maybe like 3 months and then like these, they start having like these expectations are coming into play. I was like, wait, what?
Wait, like, 3 months though, like
of like talking and like yeah.
No, but like date, like you're together though, boyfriend girlfriend.
Sure. Yeah.
But like if you're not, okay, that's what I'm confused about, I guess, because if you're dating and it's been 3 months, and you guys are, well, okay, let me ask you this: what kind of compromises, if you're okay saying? Is it stuff that's like, you need to. Think about this.
Yeah, more. You need to think about this more. Like, you know, hey, like, you know, like
maybe no, don't act this way.
Maybe don't act this way, but also like, you know, like, hey, like, no, like, we're gonna do this. Like, we're not gonna do that anymore. We need to do this now. We need to start doing this more. I'm like, Where's the fun? No, but I mean, it's just not all of them. I mean, it's just
right.
It just really depends, and I think we do live in a time where there's like a lot of like very strong women.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like a lot more women kind of have this idea of what they want in their head already, you know. And that expectation for a guy is like so high. And again, I could be completely fucking wrong, right? Because I'm married.
Yeah.
But like, I've listened to a lot of like podcasts and stuff, and I've listened to like my friends bitch and moan about like dating and stuff. And I'm like, to me, hearing it from their point of view, it's like these women have these high fucking expectations, right? Which, like, I don't know if that's the wrong way to look at it, because like, you should be aiming for someone that's gonna like be, you could see yourself being with, right? But like, also being in a relationship is a partnership, right? You have to give and take at the right moment,
right?
So I don't know, that's, it's, to me, it's a fucking nightmare out there. If I, you know, me and my wife don't work out, then that's it. I'm becoming a hermit. I'm moving. I'm never fucking talking to another woman again, you know, because like, I'm not dealing with the fuck is going on out there. I'm holding on to my wife for dear life. I love that woman. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no. Nah, I mean, your wife's cool though. She's cool.
Hell yeah, she is.
And she buys us cups.
Hell yeah, she does. But yeah, no. I mean, but like, in terms of like difficulty though,
and yeah,
you know, like, what do you find difficult about dating, or why do you feel like you're not at that point yet? Because that's what it sounds like to me. It's like you're not mentally, right. You're not like there.
I think it's with every guy's different, and you know, and every girl. I think it's you know, it's just like, where are you at in your life? What, you know, what is it? What's your plan? You know, you know, I think before you even think about settling down, you know, I think you should have a good understanding of, you know, like, of who you are and what you want to do. Like, where do you want to be in the next 10 years?
I completely agree with
that. And you know, if you have no idea, I think dating someone, or maybe you do have an idea, but you're like, you're not even close to where you want to be. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you kind of have to, like, you know, you gotta figure out your priorities. Like, all right, like, do I really want to go for that? You know, maybe it's a dream that you're going for, or like some sort of goal, you know, for your life, for your own personal growth, or.
Right.
Fuck all that, you know, stay in your area and just.
But do you think that like that mentality though kind of leaves, and I'm thinking about women when I'm talking about this, do you think that mentality leaves women kind of like more reserved in terms of like which men they're willing to settle with? And do you think that's a good thing, you know?
I don't know. Cause I mean, dude, at the end of it, like, dude, there's so many options out there. Like, you don't have to settle for anything. It's like.
Right.
If you don't like the one that you're talking to right now, you don't have to settle. Like, just, I'm sure there are hundreds, thousands out there that would, you know, give it a shot. And hopefully I honestly believe that there is no such thing as the perfect mate, right? I think that's complete bullshit.
No, of course not.
You know, like, there's imperfections in everyone.
Right.
And, you know, at first when you are talking and dating, it's all nice and cute. It's hot and sexy, whatever, right?
Right.
But then when you start seeing that they're, you know, like some of their personal issues, you know, and then things that bother them, you know, especially when you start spending more time with them, you know, it's going to kind of like, I can see the spark kind of like dying out. But, you know, it's something that you work together.
Right.
And you gotta like, you get the good with the bad, right?
Right.
And
whether or not you're willing to be ready.
Do you feel like you're in a good place? Like, do you want to go through that? Mm-hmm. It's like bringing in a kid. It's like, hey, like, or like, you, are you and your mate, like, are you guys ready to take on that next step? Like,
right.
Go for it. But if you're not, it's like, why do you want to add that onto your, like, your load of, like, your responsibilities, or, you know, your things that you have to get done.
Right.
Cause, it really just comes down to like, you know, like, what are your priorities?
Right. And you don't want things to like end up feeling like a chore or work.
For sure.
You
know? Yeah.
Even though it is work sometimes, you don't want it to feel like, here we go again.
Yeah. Cause like me, for example, like, dude, like, I love my job, right?
Right.
I love my job because, like, I can, dude, I work from home. Mm-hmm. I get to help out people, mm-hmm. you know, but, like, I don't feel like I'm really working. Like, dude, like, I can literally get up at any time that I want. I mean, I don't. I mean, well, I do. I get up at 5, right? 5 a.m. But, like, I have that choice of I can, like, just do whatever I want. You know, as long as I still get my work done, mm-hmm. I can technically do whatever I want. And, like, I choose to, I like to have that freedom. And it's just, and it lets me do other stuff that I want to do. My other bigger goals, other stuff that I still want to do, you know, even like not living here, like, you know, probably going back to Mexico and living in Mexico. Right.
Right, right.
So it's like,
ability to just pick up your stuff.
And just pick up my stuff and do that. Yeah, like, I can do that. Yeah. But it's like, you can't do that technically. Like if you're like 2 years into a relationship here in Dallas, right?
Right, right.
It'd be pretty cool if the girl was like super into like, hell yeah, I'll move with you. Like, oh, right. All right. Yeah, let's do it. But
would you want that person to move with you though?
Exactly. It's like, no, yeah. I wouldn't want to put someone through that.
Right. Or yourself, man. Like that's a huge commitment to take.
Yeah, exactly.
And like maybe you want to try some stuff out first before even beginning to settle down, which is completely fine, you know, but like just thinking about what you're saying, it made me think of something in terms of like women, right? Because like we kind of have that privilege to think about that sort of stuff. But a lot of women feel like they're on a time clock. You know what I mean? Like a lot of women feel like, okay, I got to find somebody either when I'm 30 or a little bit after I'm 30. Because after that, that's when like they start panicking about like a lot of biological stuff, right? Like they either want to have kids or want to have the option to have kids.
Right.
You know? And that's kind of where like I feel like it's harder on women too, right? Because like, at the end of the day, that time clock might make them feel like they have to make a lot more concessions.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's why it would be good to like have a woman on the show, right? Or somebody on the comments try to explain this shit to me, right? Because like I don't understand where that conflict comes from, so, or who kind of even has it worse or better, or like why, you know, it's fucking fascinating to me.
For sure.
You know, but like hearing you.
You think that like even within like races, it's different? Here in America.
Yeah, man. Oh my God, man. That's why I don't want to fucking go near the dating game, right? Because it's fucking crazy out there.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to deal and give up or grow with so much shit, you know, especially as, you know, we're minorities. And, you know, that has its own fucking struggles, you know? And like, we're just a subset group of like people, right? You know, you have African American, Asian, all these other people that are all minorities, right? And having to date even other minorities, you know? Like, I can only imagine, like, somebody that has to live up to the standards of somebody from a very strict household, you know?
Right.
Or, like, a very traditional household from a different culture.
Like, someone who's, like from, like, descendants of, like, from India.
Yeah. No, like, I've...
Dude,
we have a lot of friends that like have.
I've seen some cute Indian girls,
but like,
my God.
I don't know if it would ever happen, right?
Because it probably would never happen.
Are very strict about. Yeah, like,
I think also like you know just like the Christianity that they have.
Christianity is a big religion's a big thing.
It's
too.
Big
yeah.
for them. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, heck, I'm sure some people would like easily give up that partner if they weren't as religious as them. You know.
For sure.
So it's crazy, man. The dating game's wild.
I don't know. I'd go. Nah. I'd go Buddhist, but like nah. Maybe nah. Yeah, dude. Wait. So I guess while we're talking about that, what do you think about like? So we're talking about like you know it might be hard. Is it harder for guys or girls? Do you think it's harder? Mm. I shouldn't say harder. Is it more difficult to accept a guy who has a higher body count or to accept a girl who has a higher body count?
Damn, asking the real fucking questions. Well, shit, man.
Well, I mean, I know you've only been with your wife, so like that. It makes
well, I mean,
I'm totally
like,
kidding.
But like thinking about it, right? Like,
yeah, no. It's
I don't know, dude. There's a part of me that's like, nah, fuck that. You know, like. A woman with a high body count, I would never go through that, you know. But also...
Eddie, is that my bracelet?
Oh, yeah. I was going to give it to you. You left it at the house.
Okay. Sorry. And then?
But anyway, yeah. I mean, I'm sure you can agree with this, right? Like, just the idea of being with somebody with a high body count, that's a bit of a turnoff, right?
I would never ask.
That's very mature of you.
I would never ask.
It's very mature of you. It's probably because your fucking body count. Really was, ain't it, motherfucking God damn.
I'd be like, I think that's something that you don't really want. Like, you're hoping she's like, oh, she's only been with like one or two. I'm the third or on her second.
Man. Thank God I'm married.
But dude,
I don't like, think about any of this shit.
Imagine like a girl tells you like, no, like she's been with like. I don't even know at what point does it become too much. So like I was gonna say 15. I was like, is that a lot?
Well, the thing like yeah, like there's a part of me that's like, fuck yeah, that's too much. But like honestly speaking, like everybody has partners in life, right? Like, and you're free to like choose your partner however which way you want. There's nothing wrong with that. But oh, God,
dude,
I'm just gonna say thank God I'm married. That's
dude,
it.
Dude, no, like hang on. All right, but I'm talking about us, bitch.
But what about you, man? You tell me.
I'm saying like,
what's the limit? Like, let me give you a number.
I don't want to ask. I don't want to ask, and I would never ask.
You found out some other way.
Damn.
Let me ask you. Okay.
No, don't.
15. You'd be okay with that?
No comment.
20. Would you be okay with that?
I don't. I can't. 25.
30.
Damn, dude. I'm like, dude, what are you doing with me? I was like, why are you even with me?
Hey, man, a lot of people, men included, go through that whole phase, man. They want to explore. They want to experiment.
God damn.
And you can only really find out what you like by experimenting, right?
How many times with how many different people, though? But like, if you tell me, it's like, all right, I did a tour through Italy and like Asia.
A tour through Italy.
Yes, he had to try out every single race. I was like, okay, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Or ethnicity. I was like, I totally, yeah,
I get it. You're worldly.
You're worldly.
Yeah, you got experience.
I would have done the same thing if given the opportunity. But it's like, but I don't know. Here's the thing though. It's one of those, you know, like how I'm sure you've heard it. It's like that, you know, guys have sex when they can.
Mm-hmm.
A woman has sex when she wants to.
Yeah.
For the majority. Obviously, you have your fucking outliers that they never get laid.
Yeah, I would say that's probably accurate, right?
But yeah, a guy has sex when he can. Because, I mean, really, like, it's all on the girl.
Right. Well, you know, I kind of have this theory that, like, for dudes, it's more of, like, this very strong urge, you know? And you kind of have to, or, like, this itch that you kind of have to scratch. I know it sounds fucked up. But like for women, there's a lot more like personal stuff that goes into it, you know? And
I mean, dude, not to
say that men don't go through that personal shit too, but like I feel like it's more of a priority for women than it is for guys. Like for guys, that's why they have sex when they can, right? Because it's like, fuck it, I'll do it. Yeah. But like for women, it's like, wah. And not only that, but like they have to worry about maybe getting pregnant and shit. So like, I don't know, man.
Yeah. I mean, but there's also, there's also guys that are, I mean, girls that, you know, they just want to get laid too.
Yeah, but that's totally fine though.
Yeah, but like it's more in their favor because it's like it's in their hands. Like, well, if she wants to, she can like, you know, wear something decent, go out. I mean, she can pick them out. She can pick one out.
I want to agree with you, but like, I think there's a lot of dudes that are like that too. It's just kind of like the attractiveness, you know?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, if you're a very handsome guy.
Yeah.
Which I know a few guys are just like, God damn, I don't even want to hang out with this guy because this guy's too good looking.
Competition.
Dude, yeah, no. Like, that's never happened to you? Like, dude, there's always usually one guy, like, in the group. Whenever the people go out, there's always that one guy who's, like, way too fucking handsome. That's the guy that gets laid all the time.
Nope, can't say I've ever thought about that.
Man. Yeah, well, it's because we're all ugly, though. But I've seen him. I've seen him in other groups. So I'm just like, damn, dude. The like,
thing that SpongeBob does is like, you gotta be kidding.
Yeah.
No, dude.
No, but
I mean, I could see that. Like, if fucking Henry Cavill showed up out of nowhere,
dude.
You know,
fuck. I'd be like, I'll go with you too. Like, where are we going?
I get nervous.
It's like I don't even want to go ask for a drink next to you. Like, dude.
All right, where are we going next?
Yeah, dude. Like, I can't. Like, it's a. But whatever, dude. You know, it's,
but like body count doesn't matter. Should matter.
I feel like it shouldn't matter, right. And I feel like you should never ask.
But does it matter?
It doesn't matter. Well, for me, right. It doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter because I ain't never gonna ask.
That's beautiful. That's not sure as fuck.
But it's like. But it's like what you said, like, what if you found out some other way, like, randomly, you know, someone like...
Or if, like, the ex-boyfriend...
Ex-boyfriend's like, yeah. You know, I'm, like, her 40th guy, she's fucked, right?
Have you ever dealt with some bad ex-boyfriends? Share, like, maybe bad text messages?
All of it, the whole works, yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
But see, like... In that way,
when you're young,
yeah, but like in that way, you like dudes have it harder too, right? Because like you got to deal with like the brother, the dad, the fucking ex-boyfriends, all these people that like she kind of like, especially with family, right? Because they have an expectation of how they should be treated or whatever, mm-hmm. And like if it comes from a good family, then like you got to live to all that. Up to all of that, and then you also got to like impress the family and shit. For sure. Where I feel like,
but what about when you get that asshole that like he's not living up to any of that, and he's like messing around with your sister, or your cousin, or your daughter? It's like really, like why are you into this piece of shit?
Yeah, why do you think that women like legitimately like assholes more than they like nice guys?
Oh, for sure,
really,
for sure.
That's not a myth.
It's not a myth.
Why do you think they like assholes? What define an asshole?
Have you ever met a Jesse before?
A Jesse?
Yeah. I'm kidding. I don't know.
I don't know how you react with women.
No. I would say like an asshole, just like.
Like that. What comes to mind is someone who's like, hey, come here. Do this.
No.
Like very commanding.
No.
Maybe sleeps around a little bit, doesn't give a shit about her feelings.
No, I meant more like how can I? He's not the simp. The exact opposite of a simp, which is gonna be my next question.
Like someone who doesn't give a fuck?
Yeah, he's just like, you know, like if the girl's having a bad time, like he's not like putting in effort, like, oh, I'm gonna go check what's wrong with her. Like it's just like, mm-hmm. I was like, dude, she's always crying.
Dang.
Like, dude, why? Like, I was like, oh, why is she always crying?
Dang.
Yeah, I mean, that's a jackass. That's an asshole, okay. Right? Okay. You see what I mean?
Yeah, a little bit. I can see that.
Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, it's not like it brings me. It's more like just like they don't put in that effort into like making your other partner like, you know, I guess be happy.
I guess accommodating, not as accommodating.
Not as accommodating.
Hmm.
Right.
Okay.
But yeah.
So what do you think makes a guy into that? Should a guy be like that?
No. No, but I'm just saying like I think it's like the reason why, you know, women are like they would fall for that. It's just like I think it just goes back to like, you know, what do you have going on in your life? Right. Mm. If you have nothing really working towards you, you're not really aiming for anything. Like, you know, right. you're living pretty you're just living by chill. Yeah. There's nothing really exciting going on in your life. But then when you get something like that, I feel like that's where it's like it becomes a little toxic, or you're just like, I can fix this, or like I have something to do now.
Oh, okay. So it's like a project.
Like a project, right? It's like you have if you're really just like you work your 9 to 5. You go hang out with your friends, and it's the same thing.
Excitement.
Yeah, you're doing the same thing every week. There's nothing really else going on for you, right? You're not striving for anything else. But then when you get this one guy who's like a wild card in your life, you know, you want to take that challenge on.
That's interesting.
I think.
Huh.
From what I've heard.
There's a lot of like fucking women that don't do shit, you know, that are fucking bums. They're not doing anything. And I would say some of those, they're also prone to the asshole, right? Or would you say no?
Right. No, yeah, yeah. Even then, it's just like, but then it's just like, yeah, you have something in common. It's like, you know, but I don't know, because have you ever seen that meme where there's like, there's two messages, like it's a girl's cell phone and she gets two messages and like, you know, you see all the message threads and you see all the new messages.
Right.
The one that's saved, like it has, you see his name, right? When he's like, hey, I want to fuck the shit out of you, something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like the second one, it was, the number wasn't even saved. And it says like, hey, it was really nice talking to you, whatever, you know, like nice guy. But the other dude, his number gets saved.
I thought that was just a meme, man. I'm not going to lie.
No, but, like, know this no, but that's, yeah, it's very real. It's very real. And it's just like, I think it goes back down to like, you know, when people are bored and or they just really don't have much going on for themselves, you know, so.
Or is it like more of an upfront thing? Like, you know what you're getting when you're messing around with this guy as opposed to like somebody else who's just kind of like dicking around trying to be nice?
I don't know. I think that's something else. I think, well, I don't know. But
that's why we need a fucking woman.
We need to have a woman. We
need a woman to talk to.
We'll go through our opinion. We'll go through my thing, through our Instagram, and just like randomly pick one. The first one that the one that lands on. Mm-hmm. We'll scroll it and then just. Psh.
Right. But like, what about like for toxic women? Do you have an attraction to toxic women? Because I would maybe say that you like a little bit more excitement in your life. You know what I'm talking about?
When you say toxic, you mean like what kind of toxic?
The same type of toxic that you just told me.
Like if I'm crying and she doesn't do anything to fix it?
She doesn't give a fuck. She's not as accommodating. Maybe she's more about her needs than your needs.
Nah, fuck that.
Yeah, I know you say fuck that, but like, do you think that like guys still are attracted to that sort of stuff? Because there are some guys that are like, yo, this bitch is crazy, but I love her. You know?
Oh, and like, dudes that, are, I felt that.
And they're like, yo, why are you with this woman?
Yeah. No, yeah. I think it's... Oh, dude. It's... I don't... I don't know. No, but...
Like, just like the... Like you said, something like... But it's just excitement. Like...
Right. It's an excitement, but it's like I said, it goes... It just
challenge
goes...
Or,
but it's... I wouldn't like... It's like I wouldn't have like an official thing. It's just like something gives me something to do every now and then, you know, a little craziness sometimes. But I do like, you're but wild, like I, dude. It's like, but you're aware. It's like, dude, like, all right, like this isn't really going anywhere, and it's just like, and then like at any point, you just don't answer, right? Mm. And then when you're bored again, it's like, all right, let's see what this bitch is doing. I'm totally kidding. No, I've never done that.
Fuck that.
I've never done
Damn.
That.
Damn.
No, I've never done that. But I think
get the fuck out of here.
No, I don't. I don't. I don't. Wow. No, I don't really deal with like that sort of.
Hey man, everybody's got a flaw, man.
Toxic.
Sometimes people like excitement. You know, I don't know what the fuck that means, but some people
bringing
do.
Sex toys into it. It's just like,
I mean,
I'm tired of these goddamn butt plugs. I'm tired of them.
She's like, all right.
You said we get the smaller ones.
She's like, turn around. She's like, babe, we can finally try anal.
Face plates.
Turn around.
Ray?
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 Dude.
Well, I mean, teach his own, man. Like, I'm not judging. I'm just saying. That's a lot of stress.
Dude, all right. I got to ask you. All right. Did we close? Did we finish on a good point on that one?
I guess so. I think I had another point to make, but I forgot. What the fuck? What were we talking about before?
I was gonna say hookers, but no, I was gonna say simp.
Simp.
The body counts.
Body counts.
And is it difficult for women or men on relationships?
On relationships.
And my Bumble account.
Hmm.
But I was gonna ask you about simp because I just found out what that meant.
Hmm.
And.
Simp is a pretty big word used in like the streamer community, you know, like people who like stream video games, for an audience of PewDiePie or something like that. But it's used predominantly for like the women who are in that community who are streaming, but they're only like they're the gamer girl, right? Like they're very attractive
to
gamers.
I think like there's something about that too. It's just like I wouldn't mind having my round with that.
Dude, I think those girls get a lot of fucking hate, man. I mean, you know, power to them. Make your money.
When they do like
whatever, but the poor girls, man. Like
when they dress up while they're doing their, yeah. Oh, dude, it's like the inner child in us is coming out when you see them dressed like freaking Hinata.
What? Fucking Hinata. Oh. Oh my god. Naruto. Oh.
Stop
it. Oh my god.
The Japanese community is gonna cancel us. I'm so sorry. You, motherfucker, god. If I did say something, I'm so sorry.
If I did say something.
But dude, no, yes, there's something, and I.
I mean, you know why it is. It's a shared interest. Like if somebody, but it's like, the same shit with cars, right? Or football. You see those like cheerleaders or people like in like that football uniform.
The thing is, like, I didn't think I had that like
in you.
That in me until I started seeing it. I'm like
that temptation.
Damn,
temptress.
As you know, it's like, nah, man. I'm gonna look for a nice, you know, like nice cute girl. You know,
did anyone ever dress up?
But then when you see them dress up, I'm like,
fuck that. Did anyone ever dress up for you in any way? Wildest costume? What was it?
Not costume. Not a costume, no.
Like, so no cosplay of any kind or anything like that?
Maybe no, like a school no, girl no, or anything like no, that? Never. Well, yes.
As what?
A schoolgirl. I've gotten the schoolgirl once. Long time ago.
It's a little surprising, you know. I thought you would have been with some crazier ass bitches, but hey.
What do I look like the type or something? Like do I hang on.
Dude. Nah, you don't look like the type, but you know, single guy, everybody goes through the crazy once in a
while. Dude, really, honestly, like if I saw a girl, if I see one on mobile right now with a fucking Hinata. Cosplay account. What is it on the ball?
Sim. Yo, man, I'm sorry, but I got a sim.
You are
a beautiful woman.
What do you
I
want?
I'll take care of you. Please.
I'll change my last
acknowledge
name.
Me.
I'll change my last name.
Here's
we'll
a
take
donation.
Yours.
Yes. Here's $10. Just do what you want. $50.
You know, I got $20. No one controls me. What you want?
No one controls
what me. What you want to do with this $20? You're going to work for them $20 right now, girl.
She's like, oh, thank you. And then, like, another guy donates $50. God damn it. I ain't got $50.
$50.
That's a simp.
Damn.
That right there's a simp.
And then I creep out of nowhere. And
out of nowhere.
I find out where she's at, where she lives. I follow her to her work. I don't let her know that I'm following her.
Why would you let her know?
Why would I let her know?
Yeah, the gig is up then.
Exactly.
Shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
No, but like those girls have to deal with that type of shit, man.
I feel like they get they all get creeps. Everyone gets some sort of creep.
Yes, but like if you're out there on a public platform, is what I mean, you know. And like you get all
that's even
views.
Social. That's even like Instagram or Snapchat.
Yeah,
dude, I've seen some of these girls on Instagram, and like they have like 5K, right? And some have even more, like 20K followers. Easy. But like they do like the. What do you call it? Like the bottle services.
Oh, gotcha.
And all this other stuff. Gotcha, and like, I mean, they're cute girls, right? Mm-hmm. And like, but they come off as like this, hot, it's a very hot, attractive girl.
Right.
And it's like, dude, they have to get their stuff blown up all the time.
All the time. You get used to it, I'm sure.
Because they do like the bottle service, it's like, you know, hey, dude, text me if you want to reserve your table.
Yo.
How many guys actually just like pretend like hey yeah, or maybe they do get the bottle service, but like you
just
know, it's like,
for
like let me get a little closer to you,
dude. I've seen some. The internet is full of cringy as men simping and trying to shoot their shot in the worst way possible. Have you ever seen any of these guys?
I'm one of those guys. I'm not gonna lie. I've been through that.
Have you seen the older Mexican dudes try to shoot their shot?
Hell yeah. Offering cocaine right away.
What the fuck? No. They're it's like, just fucking sad.
They
like,
get there with like a really shiny shirt.
Beautiful.
Gold all over. Chained up.
You are the most. Because you know like they think that like social media is kind of the same as in-person interaction. You know what I'm talking about? Like if you were in person and you called somebody beautiful, it's going to have a completely different effect than like if you were doing it online. You know, and these guys are like, you're beautiful. You're the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen. Like I just wanted to give you a compliment and see you smile. Like, ugh. Ugh. Fucking simp.
I'm doing that on Bumble.
And people call them out. The internet's brutal, man. People are like, hey, yo, quit being a fucking simp, you fucking loser.
I do it on Pornhub.
You do it on Pornhub? Hey, yo, girl, after you're done, you want to catch a break?
What's
or
up?
Catch a movie or something?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's brave. You brave motherfucker.
Nah, I'm just
wait,
kidding.
With my name?
With your name.
Son of a bitch!
Dude, on TikTok, On TikTok, they get a bunch of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen them. I always post like some random. I comment on those like.
It's
like
yeah, I've seen them. I do it too. So
No. On those, like, I comment like random shit. Yeah. Like, there's this one, this chick, she's like dancing.
Of course.
She's dancing. She works at Home Depot. She's dancing.
Classic Home Depot thought.
And then she's wearing a Home Depot apron. Mm hmm. And she's doing like the, like, what's that song that's a like, dance? It's a, how to roll back the seat and let her nut and nut on her, something like that.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
that one. Okay. Anyways, so she's playing, so that, you know, she's like doing her little dance, whatever. And then I'm just like, first of all, which Home Depot is this? Second, how dare you?
First of all, what's the price on lumber?
Right. How much is 40 pounds weigh?
I bought this 2 weeks ago. Can I still return it?
Exactly.
I don't have the receipt. Yeah, don't ask me for the receipt. I don't have the receipt.
I'm that asshole that's like, commenting like random shit like that.
But deep down, you're like, I hope she comments back.
I hope she at least likes it. No, I get
if she likes it, I'm in, boys.
Oh, I'm always tagging Wendy's too. Like the chain, the restaurant chain. Like I'll put four for $4.
Oh my God.
And then I'll tag Wendy's. I'll be like, what's up?
How are they going to say no? That's the deal.
Dude, imagine if Wendy's were to actually like sponsor the date. Like, you guys come to Wendy's.
Sponsored by Wendy's. Every four sentences, you have to say Wendy's or something on the menu.
Four for four. That's the deal. You get four items for $4.
Anyway, what do you do? Four for four. Out now. Spicy chicken nuggets.
There you go. This is not an ad or a sponsor. But
that's cringy as fuck.
We'll tag Wendy's.
That's no, but like you get those people that are like, you can tell they're desperate, dude. Like, they're so hungry, like, for like that type of attention. And it's like, yo.
Wait, so you're telling me that. So what if I were that guy? Like,
I'd be like, you gotta stop. What are you doing?
Would you still talk to me though?
Yeah.
You still be my buddy?
That's funny. Yeah.
It's funny?
Yeah. That'd be funny if you were doing that. I tell you, yo,
don't do
you
that.
You know you're not going to do, they're not going to respond, or your chances of like actually interacting with this person is like.
No, she'll respond. She'll respond.
Oh, she's responding.
She's responding right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But yeah, that's what a simp is. All right. Don't be a simp.
Don't be a
fucking simp. It goes back to what you were saying. You know, you can't give yourself up completely like that, you know, because you got to put yourself kind of as a priority first, you know, figure out who you are. What you want to do, why you want to do it, and then simp for each other, okay?
I like that.
Partnership, beauty. Both of you are simps. But don't you think like that's really hard for some guys to accept? Like that maybe it's we instead of I? Maybe it's like, or even girls. Like, nah, I'm not changing. Like, nah, fuck that. Like, no.
Like, he has to change for me.
Yeah, yeah. Or like, no, bitch, like, you got to change. Like, this ain't right.
He needs to show me how important I am to him.
Yes. Like, what are you doing to show me how much you care?
He should be treating me like a queen.
Oh, hell nah.
Mm-mm. Nah, dude. Mm-mm. I don't know.
Find yourself someone else.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, dude. But what if she's really cute? I'm the reason we have this issue.
Yes.
Why most men are. Yes, like,
yes, exactly.
I'm weak.
It's okay.
No, I wouldn't do it.
Just understand that, like, maybe. The real cuteness is right here in your heart the entire time.
Damn. That was beautiful. That'll be great for TikTok. I'm going to cut that scene right there.
The real simp.
The real simp. dude. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that we're not as funny when we're not drinking?
I disagree. That simp joke. It's going to take off.
It's going to
be a sound on TikTok.
You think so?
No.
Oh.
Not a chance. No, I got to stop with the drinking, man. It's too much.
Yeah.
Alcohol's too much. Alcohol sucks. I'm sorry. Fucking 18-year-olds waiting to drink. It's fun sometimes, but it fucking sucks. Grow up and do cocaine like a real man. Not sponsored by cocaine.
We're not sponsored by cocaine. No, dude. That was horrible.
Yeah. No. I really can't do drinking anymore.
Yeah.
It's fucking tough.
Yeah. The hangovers are...
Get older, hangovers get worse. the recovery period gets worse. I dry out when I drink.
Yes.
It's just bad. The next morning, my stomach's upset. Like, maybe I have a little bit of fun, but like, if you're drinking to have fun, then that's probably a problem. You know what I mean? Well, anyway, I'll meet you next time for a drink.
I think we'll see you on Friday.
Yeah, we'll see, right?
We'll see you on Friday. Hang on. Before we close out, I was going to ask you. Any last words on that? Oh, dude, I was going to ask you. Did you ever finish the Justice League?
I did.
You did watch it?
It was great.
It was really good, right?
It was really great.
But really, really good.
You know, we can talk about that next time.
Okay, fine.
But it was... I enjoyed it. I don't want to hype it up for anybody else because I fucking hate when people do that shit. Get my expectations up too high.
Everyone dies at the end.
Well, now we don't got to talk about it. No, but I liked it. It was a good movie.
It was good. It was really good.
And I learned a lot about Joss Whedon. Didn't know he was problematic, but there you go. My boy Zack Snyder. You're ignorant as fuck. Why am I even talking to you right now? The other guy who made the first Justice League.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck him.
R.I.P.
Rest in peace, Whedon. But listen, it was fun. We're past an hour. Shit, we're like at an hour and 30.
Yeah.
So
we got like 10 minutes of like bullshitting.
So an hour 20.
Yep.
But it was fun. This was a good episode. Next time we'll have a woman to actually give us a fucking perspective on dating. And yeah.
Is there all right, when we say let's get for the first woman to come on the podcast,
mm-hmm.
what does she need to have? That's right, bitches. Y'all auditioning? Y'all are trying out for this shit.
First of all, I would like to have somebody to represent, like.
Okay, yeah.
Like, not just woman, you know, because, like, everybody has a different experience. But collectively, as a woman, you guys share a lot of stuff. But also, as a minority, you know.
Wait, she needs to be a minority?
I would prefer someone who's a minority, because like we're minorities also, you know, and like, but
so then why do we want someone like,
because everybody has a different experience. Culturally speaking, everybody has different struggles with like dating and stuff like that. And I'm interested. I don't know about you, but I'm super curious about like what other communities go through in the dating game.
Okay. But she has to be funny though, because
she do gotta be funny. Or even if she's not, you know,
so, like, so physically, be real. What about physically? Honest. Does she need to have something, anything physically?
No, it's going to be weird when I say this, but like, she's got to be dating, right? Like, no, what the fuck? She's going to be brown. She's going to have that little color palette.
Yeah.
No, goddamn, that's not what I'm talking about. No, she's got to, we're talking about dating, right?
Okay.
Like, so she has to be dating or have done Tinder or like the Bumble, gone through the rigmarole, right?
Okay.
And she has to.
I'll bring that girl from the lesson. She who shall not be named will show her face.
Oh, Voldemort looking ass.
Oh, Voldemort looking ass. Motherfucker. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. She ain't coming. But.
All right, I'm out.
Well, someone like that. We need someone like that.
Someone who's funny. Or just not willing to talk about their experience in an honest way. Don't be like, oh, no. Like, don't be. I'm just like other girls. All right. Don't be that bitch. Don't be like, oh, that's not me. I love hanging. I'm one of the guys, man. Like, no, I'm not looking for one of the guys.
Actually, you know, if you're a gamer, hell yeah. You'd be happy to dress like Hinata. then yes, I encourage it.
You're a goddamn simp. This is where I'm ending it. You guys have been great. Follow, subscribe.
Hey, guys. Well, thank you for listening in. I feel like you're not yourself, though. I feel like you're not the Eddie that I want. If you're not drinking, I don't like sober Eddie.
Well, you're going to see a lot more of them.
Damn.
Sorry. Too hard and heavy. Drinking's a young man's game, man. I'm 20, mid 20s or late 20s. Fuck that.
You're late 20s.
Can't do it anymore.
Yeah, you're not part of the gang over here.
Mm-mm. Can't do it. You got to stop too, man. Think of your liver. That motherfucker must be dying, crying.
I gave him a lot of water today.
I gave him a lot of water.
Alrighty, guys. Anyways, thank you for listening in.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you've enjoyed it, and if you didn't, fuck it.
Ladies, think about the questions I've asked. I really want to know. I'm asking you directly. What do you guys think? Because like, we're just a bunch of dudes, and I'm married, and he's single, and he's not even fucking answering the questions that I'm giving him. So
I'm doing my best out here, guys.
Let me know.
Yeah, let us know. And that's it.
That'll do it.
That'll do it. We'll see you guys next week.
See you later.
Feel free to follow. Keep following. Like, share. Share with your friends. Sheesh.